which gave the right of return for the Jewish people to go back to their land. And they were let down by our nation for many, many years. And if they'd been in their own land and the terrible Holocaust and so on, you know, they would have been in their own country and not suffered so much horrendous persecution and death and suffering. But also it's 50 years since the Jewish nation once again were back in Jerusalem. Now, I always knew this was going to happen because the Bible prophesied it. And when I began my spiritual journey all those years ago, I went along with this David Weirdall at the back. He used to take me along and Gwen, and we'd be studying scripture and we'd hear all about it. And we were told one day the Jews will go back not just to their own land, but they'll also go back to their own city. And they have been for 50 years, special year. But also, it's 500 years since the time of the Reformation. Now, when people talk about the Reformation, you soon find out who, people who have been taught well, or think they know it and they don't. So they talk about Henry the Eighth and so on. Believe me, it's very little, if anything, to do with him. It was all to do with the release of the most wonderful gift, I believe, to mankind, the Bible. Up until Martin Luther had nailed his 95 theses on the door and began a process which actually begun before, the Bible was only available to a few people who could read Latin. But suddenly, the Bible became available in the language of the people, what we call the vernacular. And so today you can read the Bible freely. Now this is ultimately what changed my life. I believe in the Bible. People tell me it's ridiculous, it's full of contradictions, it's full of this and it's full of that. And my first question to them was, okay, well, let's have a little look at it. Show me what you're talking about. And it's not very long before people who think they know the Bible actually don't know it very well at all. Because, yes, there are some things where we can't give answers to, but the Bible is a whole story. And you mustn't just take a little bit here and a little bit there. And the whole story reaches a climax in the coming of the Messiah, the Mashiach. And then his death, his resurrection, his going up to heaven, and he's coming back again. But if people don't know the Bible, they're just subject to people telling them what the Bible says. That's why there's an awful lot of confusion. And for me, just reading the Bible truly brought about my conversion. I read it every day. And if you've never read the Bible, may I suggest you start in the Psalms. Just read a few Psalms each day, more or less in the middle of the Bible. Just read them. Think about them. Sometimes people say, I don't understand, but that's the coming of the Holy Spirit to help you to understand. So for a few moments, think on these things. And I want to take you back in time. And, you know, we're blessed, personally blessed. We've got lovely neighbors. Kirsten and Jan. Where's Kirsten gone? Oh, she's right over there. Jan, stand up a minute, Jan, please. Come on, I've told you, I can't embarrass the family, but I can embarrass the neighbours. Now, if you want a violin made, or if you want it, best one on beyond Merseyside, this is the man to see. But his dear wife, Kirsten, beautiful violin teacher, violin player, and I've asked them to come along and just play for us today. So Kirsten and Sue is going to accompany her, Sue Payet. So please welcome them now.
I'm Kirsten, and we're going back on a little time journey now into the Middle Ages, which is Luther's time. That's what David wanted me to do. So we're playing two short pieces. One is actually attributed to Henry VIII, even so he's not a reformer, but he wrote music. And the other one is a very old Italian piece from the 14th century. So you'll have to close your eyes and transform yourself into somebody who lived in the Middle Ages where there was no electronics and not even the violin was invented at the time. So it's a long time ago.
So it's lovely to have those dulcet tones wafting through our back garden. Thank you, Kirsten. Thank you, Sue. You know, I said before about different people having an effect on our lives. And when I was in hospital, there was one person who came to see me and got in quite miraculously because I was obviously in a bad state and in intensive care. And his name is Alex Johnson. And Alex came in and he had anointed me with oil. Now, a little bit about Alex's story. He would have been here today, but he's moving house. But Alex had been a leading veterinary researcher based on the Wirral. But at the age of 34... he had a personal, what we call encounter or revelation of Jesus Christ. It irrevocably changed him, took him from being an unbeliever to a place where he became a man of great faith. Instead of being able, as in our city, say, imagine there's no heaven, Now imagine there is a heaven and there is a God and he can change things. Anyway, incredibly, Alex found himself at my bedside in intensive care. And the only other person who was there at that particular time was my son, Tim, who we have by great expense and miracles got here in the midst today. And he's hiding away somewhere. I won't embarrass him, but he's over there somewhere, you know. But actually, Tim had come to say goodbye to me. And Alex told him a little story and then anointed me and prayed. And it was the first time since I'd gone into the coma and so on that my eyes opened and my journey began again. So all this is just a coincidence, isn't it, when you get prayed for, you know. But over the years that I've known Alex, I've used some of his practical skills on many occasions. And we want to give you a little gift from today that you can remember this day of recycling in a special way. And if you, Joel, just put up that scripture, please, Matthew 17, verse 20. I can't read that one, I don't think, yeah. There we go. Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing will be impossible for you. You only need a little bit of faith, like a little mustard seed. And thanks to Alex and my helpers today, I hope, we're going to give you a mustard seed so you can take home, okay? Now, if you've got one, I hope we've got enough to go around. So if we're running out, just take one for a family and you borrow your wife's or your mum's or whoever later on. Can the people who are giving them out please give out the mustard seeds? Just pass them along there. Thank you. And just while they are going around as well, you know, there are some amazing stories like Alex's, like mine, in this gathering. And afterwards, please just talk to people. You'd be staggered the way in which God has met people and different backgrounds that they've come from. Amazing different stories. We've got here today Bill Kennedy. Where is he? Where's Bill? Is he gone already? Oh, there. Now, this man here has an amazing story. His wife, before she went to be with the Lord, she drew the house that he's living in now. And our house, you know where it is? It's in Czech, the Czech Republic, right? And amazingly, and not because of our link, he's now in touch with a guy from the Christian Embassy Jerusalem, who I'm very much part of in the Czech Republic there. And Bill lived in number 3, Sandhays Terrace, so he's another neighbour. So it's great to have our neighbours here, isn't it? So speak to Bill. He's got some good books and good stories afterwards for you to hear. And I'm just going to ask John now to come out. Yeah, John Savage, please. Let's give him his full title. As we think about destiny.
Thank you. Well, I had the edict to come today, but we would have come anyway, Dave. It's lovely to be with you all. It's lovely to be with Dave and Gwyn and the Elms family. Dave and Gwyn meant so much to me in my formative years. They're the reason I'm here today. They're the reason I have faith, because they nudge me in the direction of faith also. And their journey was just a little bit further on than my journey. But I learned from them. We meet in dark and troubled times. And I'm going to read a scripture for David, and then he's going to speak about it. But I also wanted to just read a scripture from Psalm 100, one verse. Because there is hope. There is hope. And I want us to just pause for a moment and think about those who have suffered tragedy last night, those who are still suffering, either from last night or from Manchester or from the earlier attack in London. And just think about them, and silently we'll think about them, and then I just want to pray. But this is what it says in God's word to you and me. It says, "For the Lord is good, and his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations." God has not given up on the UK. God has not given up on his church. God loves people. And God calls us in these difficult times to be peaceable. God calls us to have mercy. God, yes, wants us to be compassionate, but God wants us also to bring hope to people. You can bring hope to people. You can pray for people. Let's just pray for those who have suffered and are suffering. Lord, we call upon you. We cry out to you, Lord, and ask that you might visit us with that outrageous grace that we've sung about. God, we think about those who are suffering, those who are even now, Lord, suffering loss of loved ones, those who are fighting for their lives. And we pray, Lord, that you would graciously touch our nation and bring your peace in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is a time for the church to gather together, not to be scattered. Dave wants me to read from Ecclesiastes, and I'm happy to do that. Happy to have Jeff and Anne with us today. Jeff was our scoutmaster. You'll hear steps, Jeff, in a minute. There'll be all the BB lads leaving because there's a bit of a history of BB lads in the fellowship here. But Jeff taught us so much about life, so much that helped me, so much that helped Dave. And I remember as a very young Christian, Dave said to me, I want you to come along with me to Springwell Road Church. Remember this? And I carried his Bible on the first time. I'm sure I did. It was a big black Bible. This was a church that didn't have a minister, so Dave was doing everything. I carried his Bible. The next time round, he said, "I want you to do a prayer." So I did a prayer. The next time round, I gave my testimony. And then the phone rang, and it was Frank, the secretary. And he said, "I want you to come next month and do the service." I said, "I think you've got the wrong person. You need to speak to Dave." He said, "I've spoken to Dave, and he said, you're ready." So bless you, Dave. That was the start of me sharing about my faith and being able to speak about the wonderful things that God has done and is doing. And the reading is taken from Ecclesiastes. And this is probably the writings of King Solomon, great King Solomon. The Bible says he was the wisest man who ever lived because he asked God for wisdom. God gave him extraordinary wisdom. But did he use it? Have you heard of that phrase that said, he started well, but he finished poorly? Well, you could say that of the life of King Solomon. He started so well, but he finished poorly. Why didn't he use that wisdom that God had given him? And so when I read these scriptures, the perception is it's from an older man reflecting about his life. And yes, there's some great insights into the character and nature of God. But there's also a yearning that says, I wish it had done better. I'm starting to preach now, aren't I? I'm sorry. Right. Chapter 3. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. A time to give birth, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing, a time to search and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear down and a time to sew up again, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What profit is there to the worker from that in which he toils? I have seen the task which God has given the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. He has made everything appropriate in his time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good in one's lifetime. Moreover, that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it, for God has so worked that man should fear him. That which has been already, and that which will be, has already been, for God seeks what has passed by. Amen.
Thank you, John. Now, something very interesting for you. Some people are very well acquainted with this. Some of you, it'll be a first-time experience. Where's Andrew? We've lost him. He's gone home. Okay. Thanks, Andrew. This now is the call to rise up. This is a call for the Jewish people to break camp, to get ready. The fight is coming. This call is a call for a new day and a new beginning. Listen carefully. Right, let's all stand together and we're going to sing El Shaddai, which means God Almighty. Almighty God in our midst. Thank you, Andrew.
El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kama Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Hallelujah. Would you be seated, please? El Shaddai, God Almighty, Almighty God in our midst, to bless us, to help us, to guide us, to lead us. And you know, and I do want to say once again, I thank you for all the words that were given to me, all the letters, the cards, the on the internet and so on. It was truly overwhelming. But I've just asked Doris to come now and give a reading of from Scripture, a verse which really helped me. All the verses help, but, you know, on the way back, you do go through some bleak times where you think, wow, where's it going to go to now? But once again, and this is a wonderful Scripture, and then follow it with a wonderful song, but once again, you can get back again. You can be restored. Once again, you can dance with the tambourine. Doris, would you just come? Great to have Pete with us as well. Thank you for coming. Do you want to hold it?
Good morning, everyone. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. Again, I will build you, and you will be rebuilt. Again, you will take up your tambourines.
Maybe, Joel, could you keep those words up, please? Oh, you've got the words of the song, haven't you? Sorry.
Once again, you will dance with your time.
thank you, Lord, that you are the God of restoration. You're the God of forgiveness. You're the God of healing. You're the God of wholeness. You're the God of power and might. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the first word. You're the last word. And we put our lives into your hands, Lord. And, oh, God, I just pray for everyone today, Lord, those who just really need to know you, Lord, those who really need the hope, the anchor, Lord, the anchor that they need, Lord, those, Lord, who've drifted and just need to come back and get right with you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that this is a day of restoration. Once again, you will dance with the tambourine. Lord, we thank you that you give us a promise, Lord, not just for now, but for eternity. Not, Lord God, not just like a carrot that we can never attain, Lord, but you set before us, Lord, goals, a future. Lord, you raise us up, Lord. You raise us up, Lord, so we can walk on mountains. Lord God, you raise us up, Lord, so we can go higher and higher into you. And may your Holy Spirit, Lord, Lord, Holy Spirit, just fill each life now. Fill each person, fill their minds. May they trust you. May they trust you like they've never trusted you before. Lord, thank you, Lord, that I'm here. Thank you, I've got life and hope. Lord God, I pray for everyone that they will have life and they will have hope eternal. And we ask all this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you be seated, please? Now I hand on to the next generation.
Wow, lots of people here today. Well, thanks everyone who's come for the dedication of Eve and also to celebrate the life of the old fella. King Solomon said, we've been quoting King Solomon, haven't we, John? So he said, if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, I haven't always been a good little Christian boy. Are you laughing at, Eddie? But I beat me dad coming to the Lord by 2 years. How's that? And I was thinking when he was speaking, it says, doesn't it, where the sin abounds, the grace abounds. If he was a sinner, then where did I appear? So, but God has a lot of grace, doesn't he? And today, Josh and Joel and Kylie, do you want to all come out? Dad, do you want to come out? And Rob, would you like to come out? Kylie's just going to say a few words. just to absorb the moment, isn't it? And with all the people that mean something to me. And we're with all the people that mean something to us. Friends and family all together. And I just thank you all for coming and sharing in this moment with us. Isn't that amazing about the mustard seed size of faith? So if you ever thought that you needed great faith, you were wrong. Just a tiny little mustard seed size of faith can change your whole life. And God is not a God who is millions of miles away somewhere in a heaven, mysterious heaven. As we've heard today, he's here by his Holy Spirit. Because Jesus died, and it was because of Jesus' death that the Holy Spirit was able to live with us. And if you haven't experienced that, it's only one little prayer away. So I'm going to say a prayer, and we're going to offer up Eve as dedicate her life to Jesus, because she's not old enough to choose for herself just yet. So the reason we do dedications is we're going to train her up in the way of the Lord. We're going to teach her about what's right in life. I like to think that I've done not a bad job with these two boys here. But one good turn deserves another. Because this man here, he's the one who trained me up. So, if you'd, will you all stand and join with us? So, Lord God, we offer up little Eve. We offer up her life to you, Lord. We pray, Lord, your protection upon her. We thank you, Lord, for the beautiful child that she is. Such a gift. I always say, Lord, she's a bundle of joy. And we thank you for her life, Lord, and we ask that you protect her all the days of her life. Even if we're not around, Lord, to do that, we know that you will be. And so we pray for all those in her life, that they will look out for her, that they will train her up too in your ways. And Lord, and we make you a promise that we will train this child up in your ways. And we ask that you bless her. We give her life to you until one day she's old enough to understand, to make that choice to follow you herself. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. And Father, we want to thank you for this family. Lord, we thank you for your hand is on the whole of this family, the Elms family and the extended family, and this family here as well, the family of God. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon Eve. Lord, I thank you that before she was born, you knew her. You knew her completely, and you know her fully. You know the plans that you have for her life, plans for good, plans to be a blessing and to be blessed. And it's our heart's desire that she comes to know you as her Lord and her Savior. Lord, it's our prayer that you will just help Kylie and John and the family to bring her up in the ways and the knowledge of you. And for this family here, the church, Lord, we just give ourselves to pray for this child and to help and assist in the bringing up of this child in your ways. So we thank you now and we dedicate her to you. We pray a blessing upon their lives that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, everyone.
Bless you guys. Well, thank you so much. And be seated if you like. You know, it's great truth that we've heard today. We've heard a personal story, a life story of a man who loves God and God's hand is on his life, remains on his life and continues to be on his life. But, you know, this is a story that is for every single one of us. You know, it's not just David's story. It's not just John and Kylie and others' story here. God knows you, every single one of you, personally, individually. He knew you before you were born, and he knows the plans that he still has for your life. And I hope that something of the Spirit of God has spoken into your heart today to realize this. Every one of us is on a journey in life, as Dave was saying at the beginning with Pilgrim's Progress. Which journey are we going to choose? You know, God would have him choose the plans and purposes that he has for every one of your lives. It's a personal choice. But don't leave here without really allowing yourself to make that decision in your own heart, or to at least talk to somebody, ask somebody more about this in the time that we have at the end. Trust that God has a plan and he knows you individually and personally. And don't let that opportunity go today. I wouldn't want anybody to leave here without understanding and knowing this isn't just for David. It's for every single one here, every person here. God knows the plans for your life. He's called you by name. He knows you personally. He knows what you're going through and will go through. And he cares. And God is a good God. All the time, he is good. And so I just thank you for our time. We're going to finish with a song now. We're going to sing Happy Day to finish with. And then please stay for a time of fellowship together. And enjoy your time with family. Amen.